It's back on today. Wine Country Horse Racing returns to the Sonoma County Fair this afternoon. And on the KSRO live line with us is Dennis Miller. He knows how to handicap those races. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you?
How much money have you made so far on the Sonoma County Fair?
You know what? I'm a gentleman. We never tell.
A wise move. But you will let us know about the horses that are running today and which ones might be most likely to win?
Yeah, absolutely. I got three that I really like today, and it's the last three races of the day. So if you make it out there and you don't make the first few, let's close the day with some winners.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so fifth race, one of my favorite names of a horse running currently in Northern California. Why You Gotta Be So Mean, all one word. I just love that name. And this horse, but it's a good horse. It has good early speed, won its last start, and I think it sets up perfectly for this race. That early speed will prove to be the best in the field. And then we'll come right back in the seventh race with Smoke and Burn. Horse has had four starts this year, and all four times it's been in the top three, which is hitting the board, which means it's returned money on all four of its starts. Doesn't need the lead, but can be right there just off the lead. It's going to be a good value in this race, not going to be the favorite. Smoke and Burn in the seventh. And finally, in the eighth, Force of Ten. It's a race on the turf, and for the most of the first week, you wanted a horse that came from behind, not the horse that was out in front. Here's one that'll do that, and I think you're going to get a very good price on this horse as well. End the day with a big winner. Force of 10 in the eighth race.
Now, wait just a minute, Dennis. I have to stop you right there in the eighth race. How can you not bet on the number two horse in race number eight? The horse is called Flicka. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I know, but see, Flicka was like a pet, right? Flicka wasn't
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
But there was a race involved in that movie, I think.
Oh, yeah, and I remember in Pleasanton when Flicka ran, I said exactly the same thing that you just did. How do you not bet on a horse called Flicka?
Yeah.
You got to love that name, don't you?
But yeah.
That's a generational thing. You realize you're dating us by bringing up Flicka.
Well, you know, somebody's got to date us, so why don't we do it ourselves? All right, so Flicka is not really a barn burner, is what you're telling me.
Well, no, Flicka could be. I'm just going to go with some value. I like horses at the end of the day. They're going to pay some cash. I mean, if I'm having a tough day and I'm 0 for 7, which occasionally happens, I can walk out and make a big bet in the eighth and go home with more money than I came with. So I just think 4 to 10 was a better value play in that race. Got to love Flicka. And,
yeah.
And like I tell people, if you don't study the races, pick a name that you like. Pick a jockey. Name, pick a color of a horse. You know, have some fun. Do whatever makes you happy at the end of the day.
So, do you have any favorites, Larry?
I'm a big fan of Cinco de Mario. I think he's coming up in the sixth race. You know, I love those tips. Like, how are we supposed to go to the race? If we know nothing about horses and we find ourselves out at the fair, how do we make this fun?
Well, that's exactly, you know, and this is a long time ago, once again, dating myself, but almost 30 years ago, when I was with the local newspaper, I went to the races with a girl I was dating and her mom, and they both bet that way the whole day. Oh, that jockey's name is Uncle Susie's third cousin twice removed.
Yeah.
I love the color, and I love that name, and they both went home with more money than they came with. So that's the beautiful thing, and I tell people, you're coming once a year, have some fun. Don't worry about who ran well in their last start, or are they a closer or pace setter? Just bet how you think you'll have the most fun. That's all I can tell people.
You know, Dennis, some people say, too, that if you're at the races and you're getting ready to bet and the race is getting ready to begin, it's a great idea to watch the horses, what kind of mood they're in. Are they prancing? Are they anxious? Do they have a lot of energy as they get into the gate? Is that relevant or not?
Well, you know, and I take people on paddock tours, and if you're coming to the track and you've never been inside the paddock to watch the horses being saddled up close, sign up at our promotions table. I'll be glad to take you out there.
Yeah.
I tell them, look, I've never bet on a horse because of what I've seen in the paddock, but I've decided not to bet on horses because of what I've seen in the paddock.
Uh-huh.
But even that'll throw you off because there's times when you see a horse that's rambunctious and acting up, and you say, oh, that poor horse, he wants nothing to do with racing, but, or are they just ready to race? So, you know, it's whatever makes you happy, and I see people that bet on horses because of what they see in the paddock, and I know some very good horse players that do that. That's just not my style, so... absolutely. But then again, if you see a horse that's very calm, does that make you believe that they want to race? I mean, I want one with a little bit of feistiness in it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, I can't make it out. Can you put an Exacta box on Candy's Martini and Booze Cruise in the seventh for me?
You got to love that Booze Cruise, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Never heard a horse called that. So tell us, Dennis, before we get out of here, tell us what is available at the fair. What are you at the helm of in terms of people that want to get some more information at the fair itself?
Okay, so every day, myself and Michael Patrick's, the local Santa Rosa legend, we host our daily handicapping seminar. It's at 11:30 on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 12:30 on Friday. And what we do is we break down the card for you. We give you our educated opinions on what we see. And then we're there to ask, answer any questions someone might ask. And we'll also do it after the seminar. So some people get afraid to talk in front of a big group. And we're like, then come on up, talk to us afterwards. We'll answer your questions. We've got how to bet brochures. We've got everything that you need to really enjoy your day at the races.
All right, Dennis, thanks for that, and I'm still going with Flicka in the eighth. Sorry about that.
Absolutely.
We'll
I don't
see,
blame you.
We'll see what happens. Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that.
Okay.
That's
we'll
Dennis Miller. Wine Country Horse Racing returns today, and you can see the daily racing seminar with the racing handicapper, Dennis Miller, today at the fairgrounds.